This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This might get weird.
Buckle up, buttercups. Sorry, I got really excited. Grace here of Mamrie and Grace of the podcast that you're listening to. This might get weird. Guess what, you guys? We're going on tour. Yeah, Mamrie and I, fall tour 2021, the Are We Rolling tour. It's very exciting. Mamrie and I cannot wait. These are live comedy shows with a little bit of podcast sprinkled in, but you can expect lols and other activities. I haven't thought this through, but I wanted to remind you that tickets are on sale now. 9:15, we're going to Portland. 9:16, Seattle. 9:17, Denver. 9:24, Minneapolis. 9:25, Chicago. 9:26, Detroit. 10:09, Austin. 10:10, Houston. 10:13, Charlotte. 11:10, Nashville. 11:11, Cincinnati. Get your tickets now. Go to thismakeitweird.com. All the ticket links are there, or you can look at Mamrie and I's socials. We should maybe, hopefully, have some links to ticket purchase options there. Go, 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 go. We can't wait to see you guys. And we're going to make it safe. Don't worry.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Well then, cheers, Grace Helbig.
Cheers, Mamrie Hart.
Oh my word, coming at you looking real rough.
Yeah, you are.
Well, wow, she agreed.
No. I didn't finish my sentence. I was looking at the sheer curtains behind you because it's a very curious look. It feels very ghostly almost.
Girl, okay. First of all, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
But I want to say that it is just shy of 5 and I am starting a gin and tonic because it is raining so much here. It's blowing my mind. Like coming from LA, first of all, it's rained every single day I've been here. Not all days, but every single day. And like, I know that where I taught summer camp up here, like there's pockets of North Carolina that technically with their precipitation levels are considered rainforest.
Wow. Oh,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's wild.
But it has just been fucking dumping. And like in my head, I'm like, I want to go hiking. I want to go do this. And I'm just like, no, I'm going to have a gin and tonic at 4:30. And I guess I'll binge White Lotus. Like, I could do this anywhere.
True.
So anyway, so cheers to that. I see you have a Red Bull.
I have a Red Bull because it's, you know, just before 2 here. And I still have
a 3 o'clock.
I have a 3, huh?
A hard out on caffeine at 3?
A hard out on caffeine at 3, yeah. And now I'm flirting with 2:30 because 3 is pushing it for me. But I'm still in the middle of paper writing and project doing. So hence Red Bull drinking.
You have so much to do. All like with this school stuff, I'm honestly honored you fit me in.
To be honest, I need this for grounding my mental health right now because I told you last week, Elliot and I have been sick. Last week we started to get sick, and so we obviously had the panic that, oh God, we got Delta. We both took 2 different COVID tests. They both came back for both of us, non-detected. And the more we talked to people, the more we found out that a lot of people are getting just like head colds, like 10-day head colds. And I'm still congested right now. So it was an added, impetus to just work on my work. But that said, I've just been in like a congestion cloud of writing papers that I'm like, ooh, I'm becoming a little disconnected from reality right now. So let me talk to Mamrie about like frogs and get back to the good stuff.
Is the head cold? Is it because California is on fire?
It's so dusty and like the air quality you can tell is like tangibly bad right now.
You're eating campfire.
Yeah, basically, like, you go outside and then you come in and you just feel like you've got, you know, a residue on you.
You just come in and you're a constant 1800s chimney sweep.
Yeah.
That I can't
tell my own dandruff from whatever pollen I'm collecting outside.
You're like, I thought I was tan.
Yeah,
nope.
No, not at all.
Got in the shower.
In my panic last week of, oh, my God, I haven't been sick in so long. And, oh, my God, is this COVID? I in my kind of like late night high brain, ended up.
We love it.
Which we love. Helps us feel better until I found out that I have, in the last week, ordered 8 at-home COVID tests.
Really?
Yeah. I have a box of 8 of them now sitting on my dining room table because I forgot I ordered it from CVS and from Amazon, and they're uh-huh. 2 to a box instead of 1, which I originally thought. So now I collectively have 8, which is just fun. So like every night I can just take a little test and see.
Well, yeah. Is there a shelf life? Now you just have them. It's like
so.
When Trump got into office and I ordered a bunch of Plan B.
Yep. Exactly.
I've never had to use it, but like it's nice to know it's there.
Yeah, this like the psychosomatic healing of knowing that those tests are waiting for me if I need them is pretty fun. Who knew?
Well, speaking of getting stony baloney,
yeah,
it is very weird to be in a state where it's not legal.
Oh yeah, that
I totally forgot. I was texting my friend who I was supposed to see today because I had tickets to a concert and it's rained out.
Oh, shit.
Ah, because it's outdoors. So anyway, I was texting your friend. I was like, by the way, where can you get me some? Could you get me some weed?
You've really returned to your younger self back in North Carolina.
And she calls me and she goes, we don't text the word weed here. You're not in California, you fucking dumbass. I was like, oh, right. The feds. Oh, God, I totally forgot. And so I was like, I felt so bad. I was like, well, then we have to have a code word. Like in L.A., you would text like bring a fat joint because I'm going to smoke it all. Like we don't think about that.
Also,
that's how I talk.
In L.A., you also can go on your phone and have a stranger deliver it to your house in exchange for money. And everything is kosher with that.
And as Chip always likes to say, and get a receipt.
Yeah.
Like we literally want a paper trail.
I know. And I last time we ordered Ease, I tipped the guy on his Venmo that it's like, what a fucking privileged, spoiled state California is for all of
us. A spider web. In addition to that, as I enjoy my G&T.
Yeah.
I'm sure I talked about this last year when I was here, but it truly is like jarring is the liquor laws. You can only buy them from sanctioned ABC stores.
Wow.
There's a certain store. It's not even like you got to go to a liquor store. There's one chain of stores. They are not open on Sundays.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because like, drink all you want, Christians. Just not on the Lord's Day.
Not on the Lord's Day. You're going to have to deal with your hangover that day.
You're going to have to wait till Monday at 9 a.m. So I just like hightailed it to the ABC store.
So they don't even have like a at Costco or anything like that. It's only at ABC.
And you know I love those fucking supermarket sweep inflatable size bottles of Bombay Sapphire.
Yeah,
like truly, I come out of Costco like I should rip it off and it says I won
$200. $250. It's the big bucks.
I walk out of Costco and they're like, look at that toddler carrying a fifth of Bombay. It's
natural selection. Wow.
So big. But no, so here you have to do that. And I was like, oh, right. There's a different level of shame when you have to go to just one store to buy liquor in the middle of the day on Tuesday.
Wow.
Than like, yeah, I'm going to CVS. I'm going to get all my things and then put a little Tito's in my cart. Like,
it's
just liquor.
You have to plan your debauchery a little bit more. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday I had to drink beer.
Oh, God.
No, it's actually really fun. Chip and I, we got into this Airbnb. We were in a different one a little outside of Asheville for our first week here. So
got
I've been
it.
In North Carolina just a little over a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were there and it was great and it was lovely. But I realized like as soon as I got into Asheville, I was like, it was a little too peaceful for me.
Oh, too picturesque and lush and all of that.
Well, you know, I'm like looking for houses and stuff here with my friend and that's where they love it. And now I have to have a come to Jesus moment to be like, I I need yeah. variety. Yeah, I don't yeah, need yeah. one coffee shop, one bar. I need it. So we got here, but then there's a brewery like a block and a half away from us, and we went and did trivia last night.
Oh, fun. What was it, themed in any way?
It wasn't themed. I mean, it was different rounds, and so some we were better than others. There was like a general knowledge one, and then there was a, you know, rules for certain games. Like, we're going to tell you this rule, and then you tell us what board game it is. And
oh, that's
there
was, fun.
It was fun. The Chip was like, I like this rule round. Yeah. I'm like, we're dorks.
Yeah.
But then I guess every week, whoever the losing team is gets to pick a round the next week.
Oh, to encourage people to come back. Wait, did you choose a team name?
Oh, yeah.
It's a sore subject.
Okay. No, it was just, I hate, it feels like so much pressure to choose a team name. Like, I don't know why. So I was like, we're at a brewery. So I named the team Lager. I barely know her.
Okay.
You're the first person to laugh at that. But
well,
also,
it's the delivery of it, I think, too.
Well, thank you. It's like, I barely know her. Yeah. And then, but she didn't deliver it like that. So she went through the scores and she said, Lager, I barely knew her. And I was like, that isn't selling this pun.
That is doing a disservice to our creativity.
The best team name was, I don't care, just choose something, was the name of their team name.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I like it. But so there was that. There was like one where you had to find the theme. So like the first answer was, oh, here. Oh, like the first question was like a band fronted by Anthony Kiedis with the hit Under the Bridge. Do-do-do.
You're asking the wrong person about
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Great.
And the next one was like Clockwork Orange. So it was Roy G. Biv. Like the theme was.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was really fun. But the round that the losers from the previous week picked was Harry Potter. And I was like, bitch, my boyfriend has a snitch tattooed on his leg.
See, if this was 6 years ago, you would be furious that they picked Harry Potter. And now you're like, I got a ringer.
Truly, I was like, I am not going to know anything about this. But so we got most of those. The one we got tripped up on, though, which I found interesting, it was like, what is the name or like, who is the woman that greets you when you get to Hogwarts? Do you know?
Oh, like McGonagall or whatever? Or no,
I don't
like
know.
Oh, I have no idea. Is my answer.
We got it wrong. Chip said something like Lady in the Painting. And then when they said the answer was just the fat lady.
Oh, sure. I guess.
That's rude.
That's where JK just kind of tapped out on her creativity.
Truly, I was like, look, we all know JK is problematic and terrible and transphobic, but like she was just calling people fat lady.
Yeah. So there were some red flags about JK before we got to her transphobia.
Right.
Okay.
Hagrid, Dobby, like all these made up names and being like, just let's just call her fat lady. So anyway, get that one. I think we placed probably around third or so, but it was really fun.
Fun. Do you win any?
Oh, sorry. That was from yesterday. That was the burp. I'm sorry. I'm in beer country.
It's okay. It's been built up. I get it. I'm sure we all have that summertime non-negotiable, that thing that we surround ourselves with that just screams summer. For some of you, I'm sure this hits home. It's wine. Summer is all about hanging with your friends, drinking a nice chilled white wine, maybe a spritzer here and there if you fancy. And I got all the wine I need shipped to my door from First Leaf. So I have my summer go-to ready for any occasion. First Leaf, if you don't know, is a wine club that curates and ships boxes of wine that are perfect for you. And First Leaf gets better with each box. Every time you rate the wine you get, First Leaf learns more about your palate and can then deliver wine that you might not even realize you will love. They are helping you figure out the things that you could enjoy in ways in which you have never experienced before. First Leaf sends wine selections that are tailored to your liking with a 98% accuracy. I swear they must have like psychics that work on the back end. It's just kind of bonkers how good they are at pairing your palate with wine that you will enjoy. It's too good. They're too good at predicting. I know I like white wine, but I didn't know exactly how to describe what I liked until I went on their website and I actually kind of like, you know, answered some questions, curated my palate, and then the wine that they sent me was actually stuff I would never try for myself necessarily, but now that I have more of an understanding that I like a crisp, dry, white wine. Listen to me, I sound like a real housewife. Whether you are by the water, grilling with your friends, or taking it easy at home, First Leaf is the perfect summer staple. Join today and you'll get 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/TMGW. That's 6 bottles of wine that you'll get for $29.95 and free shipping at tryfirstleaf.com/TMGW.
There's nothing, and I truly mean nothing, quite like that feeling of finally finding a perfect fitting bra. You guys, that is why Third Love creates high quality, oh so comfy underwear, sleepwear, and loungewear with cup sizes from AA through I, including exclusive half cups, and lounge and sleepwear in sizes extra small to 3X. Everyone can look and feel good. Y'all, weight fluctuates. Sometimes a little bigger. Sometimes I'm a little smaller. You know what else changes? My titties. The changes come, they go. And sometimes I'm a different size one season than the next. Sometimes I'm not filling out that C, and other times I'm bursting out, which is why their half sizes are so great. You can take their fitting room quiz and figure out how your bra should fit. None of this just assuming that's your size, and then I'm you know, busting out of that thing, or I'm barely filling it up and just looking real sad in that cup. So Third Love obsesses over every stitch, so you never have to think about how something feels, looks, or wears. They are seriously like the rocket scientists of comfort. And now they've got their new seamless collection, Form, for wireless bras and form-fitting undies with limitless stretch and endless comfort that disappears under your clothes. Look, I know VPL, visible panty line, was all the rage in the early 2000s, but we adults now, okay? We cannot have our little lines and our panties showing. Unless that's what you're into. And then, of course, go for it. Third Loves know you deserve to be comfortable and confident 24/7. So right now they're offering our listeners 20% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMGW now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMGW for 20% off today. Your boobs deserve it.
So you're finally in the place that you guys are staying now for a bit.
We're here for a month.
Cool.
It's very cute.
Yeah, how's the decor?
Okay, I knew from the listing that it was going to be like very feminine. Like lots of flowers, like everything is cream, like there's like sconces, etc.
Oh.
Grace.
Uh-oh.
I'm living in a dollhouse. Really? Like you can't even see, like just right here. Like
wow, that, yeah.
There's 8 vintage 10 yeah. vintage mirrors right there. Wow. I mean like so I'm on like a little vintage table. I moved into the bedroom to record.
Yeah.
In order to move this, I had to move a giant chalice of fake flowers, a huge wooden like carved crucifix, and a birdcage off a table that's like 2 square feet.
This woman or whoever owns this place goes to Michael's frequently.
You have no idea. Like the amount... And it's well done and it's cute and it's cozy and like it's also a really nice like rainy day house. Like it felt very like we're in the Victorian era. Like I should have like an oil lamp. Yeah. But it's a lot. It's a lot.
It does. Even just the shears behind you really set a mood.
Oh, these old haunted things?
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to say that it looks like she's like she's at an estate sale right now. But
it's a state of something. No, but it's really comfy and it's really cute. But it reminds me of like my mom was really into antiques when I was growing up. And we always had like until we got like real poor my eighth grade year, we always had like big old houses and my mom would have like big ass heavy furniture that like looking back, I'm just like, you've moved that trunk that weighs a ton to several states. Like just
how?
Let it go.
Yeah.
Just get something else. But I remember and this is like a thing maybe in the South. It's like we had one little bedside table that looked just like a little cube wooden bedside table. But when you lift it up, it was like an antique bedpan, like where people would piss.
In the table?
In the table.
Like, so it's at hip height already?
No,
so
you squat down.
Oh, okay.
It was like a little, like, almost stool. But I'm just like, I grew up being like, that's a totally normal thing to decorate your house with. A porcelain shitter.
To be honest, like, I'm trying to think of how you modernize that, because I don't think it's a terrible idea.
Hey, last week was mini fridges. This week, it's bedpans.
So I'm just like, how can we, all I'm looking for basically is a studio apartment is what I'm describing. How can we put every room in one room?
Or like, maybe just get a tiny house.
Yeah, I guess I just don't like walking down the hallway to do anything else.
Right. Oh, speaking of walking, so then like they really went all out on this. Like every lighting fixture is like a vintage chandelier, etc. But there's one like the entrance or the little like arched pass through from the living room to the dining room.
Yeah.
I got to send you pics. I'm putting pics on Patreon. But
please.
You walk through. It would be a normal just square entrance, you know, where a wall is knocked down. But they put this like big wooden scalloped like ornate thing on in both corners, like a wooden doily almost.
Okay.
Chip has hit his head twice. He has a bloody scab on his head. He did it in the middle of the night and then did it again. And I was like, this is not functional.
That's dangerous. I know. I've heard, maybe we've talked about this before, that there is this like advent of cottagecore as like an interior design scheme.
This is
like,
cottage hardcore.
Yeah. That it's like people are decorating so it looks like little tiny dollhouses.
You know what I think? This could also be a name. Because I could see like cottagecore and like some people are very into like frilly shit. It's just, if someone saw us for a first second, they'd know that's not what we're into.
Yeah.
We're both wearing our own merch with skulls and eyeballs on it.
I know.
But I feel like if someone cottagecores this hard, it then switches over to cheesy. So I think this should be called cottage cheese.
Oh, see, there you
right?
go. This is
we're
why
on to something.
We should have an HGTV show. I'm screaming it, please.
I'm into it. Oh my god.
I got attacked by a hummingbird the other day.
Tell me everything.
It's not.
I've been screaming how scary they are forever.
That's like, you know, the animals in Los Angeles. All over my Nextdoor app is that coyotes are like kind of stalking people in the streets right now, which is
are
super
you
fun. Yeah, I was reading someone's post about it earlier.
Oh my god.
But the animals feel even more aggressive. I think there's like a wave of humidity and there's like a tension in the air out here.
Yeah.
We have a hummingbird feeder that's so wonderful outside that they use it all the time. I went out there like 2 days ago because it was low to feed it. I put it off because it's like hanging on the side of our house. I took it off and I turned around and I just felt this swoosh in the back of my head that this little hummingbird had dived down and like trimmed like,
grazed
the back
you
of, yeah and I looked up and it was just sitting in the little branch across from me like it was upset that I was taking its like drug away from it just to fill it up and come back out. Yeah, so there I think it was also too because the last time we put it out we might have put too much like sweet in there and so
I think you did like an extra might, like you're yeah. supposed to put out a mixed drink, you put out martinis, and now everyone's like, that's where we go to get fucked up.
Yeah, I think we're creating this like rage hummingbird specimen now. So I'm gonna track it and see how it does. But yeah, it was specific and targeted. But at the same time I felt very like seen and acknowledged. So at least it was like okay.
By the hummingbird?
Yeah, that I was like, oh, all right. So you do like this thing almost to the point that you're dependent on it now. Cool.
Oh, Grace, I feel like that's a little Stockholm syndrome. I feel like that's a little bit going like, you know what's weird? The people I deal drugs to are my friends.
Look,
no,
I've been
he
isolated.
Just wants that sugar water.
I've been isolated for a week.
Yeah.
And
Grace
I'm creating
like,
narratives.
I felt validated.
Yeah. In episode 2 of me and Hummingbird's best friendship, the hummingbird got upset with me for taking away its nectar.
Oh,
we'll
my
see
God.
What happens in the season finale.
I've been doing a lot of obviously Chip has been playing disc golf, and yeah. it's just like beautiful in the woods, gorgeous hikes.
I know. I've seen so many turtles on your story.
I saw two turtles on two different days in the woods. Like, I understand turtles live in the woods. I just associate like a turtle by a creek.
Yeah. I always assume that they're just by water for some
reason.
This
turtle was on a hill eating a mushroom. This other one was hauling ass. We were he was already through his disc. He was like going to get it, and I heard a little rustling, and I was like, swear to God, if any type of rodent comes out, like, it's over. And I look and a turtle just starts crossing the path, and I'm like, this guy is hauling ass. Wow. I just didn't realize, like, turtles just kind of go where they want.
Yeah, I guess I just assume that I don't see many in motion. So wherever they're at, I assume that they were like born in that spot and they live in that spot and they die in that spot.
Local turtles. Yeah. Another thing though, since you were just talking about birds, we were out there and we heard a woodpecker going off. Mm. And I was just like, that's gotta be the craziest bird.
Yeah. That's what they peck into the tree to get food. Is that their
situation? I think to get like grubs and worms or like any type of bug. But I'm still just like, really? You got a really short end of the evolution stick.
Truly.
If like the thing you want is in the middle of a log, as opposed to just getting it off a soft soil.
That's what I'm screaming. Meanwhile, every other animal that kind of looks like you is just sort of eating off the ground. But you're going, no, I have to spend hours at this thing. Carving away.
Yes. I would be fucking pissed if I was just like, everyone here's just going to a buffet. It just rained. But my buffet is in a bank vault.
Yeah, and I have to bang my head against it until I get it open.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking about how that they are pretty stupid that way.
It fucking sucks. Like, I will say it's kind of metal. Like, you know, it is like they are the most metal. Well, there's crows, there's a lot of birds, but I think they don't get enough respect for how hardcore they are.
Yeah, now I want to look up like how do they mate? Like, is that part of their mating ritual? And also, like, how do they know when to headbang and when to not? Like,
well, because also their name is just two slangs for dick.
Yeah
woodpecker.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true. You know he's laying the pipe.
That's true.
Wow. Only we could sexualize woodpeckers.
I mean, I think other people probably have.
Okay.
A Woody Woodpecker, the cartoon, I remember.
Did you ever see Britney Spears do the impression of him?
No. Britney Spears does an impression of Woody Woodpecker? That's a Mad Lib sentence.
Okay, I know. And look, we are very much into the Free Britney world.
Free Britney.
And all of that jazz. But I remember forever ago, Britney Spears, in her randomness, and this is, you know, when she didn't control her own shit, but I gotta bring this shit up right now.
Please.
It's spot on. It is spot the fuck on. Yes, continue watching.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. I'm really, truly
Let me get
excited.
Like through the, let me get through the probably ad. Is there going to be an ad? Don't you bring me no ads. Sorry, I know this is riveting, people listening to this podcast.
Is this from her Instagram that she posted this?
It was on her Instagram like forever ago, but like 7 years ago or something.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I'll find it. We can talk about something else, but wow.
No worries. That sounds really incredible. And what a random impression to one, realize you can do. And then two, tell the world. She's an endless well of talent.
They said, you know what? Bring her back on SNL. We're doing only Woody the Woodpecker themed.
I would watch that episode of SNL, Britney Spears only doing Woody the Woodpecker in every single sketch.
It's the best. It's the absolute best. Oh, I can't find it.
No worries.
You got to look it up. Anyone listening needs to look it up. It's great.
Please.
Here's a random fact.
Yeah.
I realized today.
Okay.
Did you know Pilates was invented by a man named Joseph Pilates?
That sounds like a joke you would make.
It's but, not. I know, because whenever I get like offended, if someone was like, if I was offended at IKEA, I'd be like, right. get Robert IKEA yeah. down here immediately. You know, like that's what I do. Like, I'm going to need to talk to Bill Costco. But it was invented by a German man named Joseph Pilates.
I'm looking at it now. Okay. Yeah. What is Pilates? Like,
it's better
stretching.
Than yoga.
I know. I've done it with you once and it was truly difficult to do
yeah.
and very intense. It gives off the impression that like yoga, it's much easier to do than when you try to do it.
So Pilates, you can do mat Pilates like yoga in which you're mm-hmm. doing like sit-ups and stretches and it's just you and a mat and like maybe some like bands. Uh-huh. But then there's reformer Pilates, which sounds like you're going to boot camp, but it's a machine that has like straps and things. And so it's basically like resistance training, like you're building, you'll be doing like crunches, but you'll have to be pushing against weight.
Ah, yeah.
Or like leg lifts, but it's like restraint. You know what I mean?
Yes. These
I love it.
I would like to get more into it because it does seem like it's, yeah, strength building, but also stretching. The yes. the questions that people ask in relationship to Joseph
oh, I love
Pilates.
Those.
Why did Joseph Pilates die? Not how, why? How
not
did,
when or how, just why?
How much did Joseph Pilates weigh? And how did Joseph Pilates lose his eye?
Oh, probably a hummingbird.
He lost sight of his left eye, apparently due to bullies wielding stones at him at the age of
Shut
five.
The fuck up. Yeah. This got dark really fast.
But also his technique, Pilates, was originally called Controlology, which makes sense.
I mean, that sounds like a Janet Jackson tour.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does.
I mean, isn't this wild? It. I wish everything was just last named after things. You know
Someone's
what I mean?
Last like last name. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like who, like was it Ricardo Tennis? You know, was it?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Was it Craig ABC that came up with the ABC store?
Oh my God. I can't, it's so crazy. Okay.
I was just reading this article before that said this place in Ohio is having this contest online to okay. find America's best restroom. And it's, I know, it got me thinking a lot about what makes a great restroom. And it's narrowed it down to 10 finalists that it's like on its Facebook or something asking like people to vote. But
businesses or homes?
Businesses, okay. like public restrooms. Mm-hmm. And one of the 10 finalists is JFK's Airport Terminal 4.
Wait, what makes it so special?
I have no idea. They've just listed the ones that they've narrowed it down to. I don't know how they've narrowed it down, but it's like Core 24 GVL Gym in Greenville, South Carolina. The wow. Fancy Flush Portable Toilet in Santa Rosa, California.
I doubt it's great.
I know, Nantai Fine portable. Dining in Atlanta. The Planet World Museum in Washington, D.C. Pump House wow. in North Carolina. Kannapolis.
Okay. I'm have to go visit it. That might be a road trip.
I know.
Let me see how far it is. That'd be a nice follow-up.
Oh, Two Cities Pizza in Cincinnati, which we will be on tour, so maybe we should check that out.
I will take a dump there
yeah.
after I have that fucking spaghetti with chili on it.
Which
shout out, a lot of people gave me suggestions of where they have the vegetarian chili.
Oh, hell yeah.
The Skyline chili. Okay, interesting. See, like, what would be your...
Yeah, I started to think about this because I'm like, I love this because I remember living in right. New York. One of the things was trying to make mental maps of where all the decent public restrooms were in the city.
Yeah, Barnes so & Noble, 14th Street.
Or you go floor. To the Marriott in Times Square. You just walk up yep. to the second or third floor.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking for me, initial ideas of what makes a great restroom are for women, doors that shut without the like
the crack.
Slit, the crack that you can see through. And
if I see the crack, you can see my crack.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. And ones that have the occupied or vacant on the outside, I would appreciate yes. that. That would yes. be really nice. And I mean, general cleanliness. Their criterion is like cleanliness and aesthetics are what they're
You know what I do like? I mean, this is pretty schmance.
Yeah.
But occasionally, you'll go to like a restroom in a like a really nice department store on like the good side of town.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like, you know, the Glendale Galleria, like where you would enter the condos, you know, like between escalators.
Yes.
And sometimes they'll have actual hand towels.
Yes.
That then you put in the hand towel bin and it's like the trash. It's like the dirty laundry chute. And I'm I go in there and I'm like, who the fuck do I think I am?
I know. Who do I tip for this towel right now? This is incredible.
Who is washing this? Like, how are you monetizing this? I would pay $3 to go to a restroom like that.
Yeah.
And also, sometimes they'll have a little product, but it's not like... I mean, I always feel bad when I go into a bathroom and there's a bathroom attendant and I legit don't have money.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that feels terrible. But when there's a little bit of product, but no one like monitoring it.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. When you have all of your little, like, if there's a pile of tampons in case, if there's like, you know, a hand sanitizer or a little something, something. Yeah. Makeup wipe or whatever you need. Oh, it's lovely.
A little something extra really does it. When I worked at the recording studio, when I first moved to New York, or like the first couple years on and off, like I remember, because I'd have to stock like all the snacks and all the shit, but the bathroom specifically had like different lotions, like tampons, like individual Q-tips, like all this stuff. And it was something that this, you know, massive company probably spent $20 on a week.
Right.
That every single time, like, someone came in, like, one time, like, out of every five people, they'd be like, your bathroom's so nice.
Yeah.
And it was like, that's just a little, like, just a free tampon.
Totally.
Changes the fucking game.
That's like in, you know, Elliot and I are kind of planning this wedding situation.
I love how casual you just sounded. Yeah. We're kind of planning wedding situation instead of we're planning our wedding.
We're planning our wedding. And I'm thinking about all those little like nuances, and I've been to weddings where you go into the bathroom, especially the women's room, and it's just every possible little thing you could have forgotten to put in your bag with you, like Band-Aids, hairspray.
For when you're like dancing and you get a blister.
Total, like literally it's a tiny CVS in the bathroom, and I always think that's the greatest, like, you know, consideration for everyone.
Two things.
Yeah.
One, you should get... I was going somewhere with Jacqueline, our friend, recently, like to dinner a few months ago. And on my way to pick her up, I was like, please bring deodorant. I just realized I left the house and I stink.
Yeah.
And she brought out like individual deodorant wipes.
Oh, smart.
Because you don't, because like using someone's deodorant is intimate. Like I would do that with you and with like a few other friends.
Yeah,
but like
yeah.
you're basically being like, hey, do you want to borrow this thing I rub on my stinky thing for you to rub on your stinky thing? Like, it's a very intimate product.
I've never thought about that. Yeah, that is basically like giving someone a tissue that they dirty and give back to you, and you're like, supposed to use it.
It truly reminds me of the term, which is so gross, bumpin' uglies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you're like bumpin' stinkies.
Yeah. Because you gotta rub it in there. You can't, unless you got a spray, I guess.
But like, would it be offensive if like you handed me your deodorant and I took a Kleenex and wiped off the whole exterior and then did it? I mean, like, it's an intimate thing. But so the individual wipes is great. The next thing I would say is weddings are expensive, so I'm not trying to add on costs. However, a pimp fucking move would be if you had, like, let's say the restroom like had a little space, you know, like some, like I'm talking about like the Nordstrom's ones. It's like there is a little sitting room, chaise lounge, you know, like mirror situation.
Yeah.
When you're just waiting for your girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
If you had a hair and makeup person for touch-ups.
Whoa, that's a bit much. But
it's too much. Someone would be like, why are all the women at this wedding in the bathroom?
Yeah, I know,
but if you went in there and they were just like, oh God, I'm sweaty. And it's like, let me powder you down, hon. You want a little lip?
I'll just have someone that sits there that puts on fake tattoos and braids people's hair if they want it.
Okay, that's better. Or maybe have someone in there that does special effects makeup. Yeah. And you can come out and be like, I lost my fucking tooth! Those spring rolls were too hard!
Yeah, but in the men's room and the women's room is just someone with a basket of prosthetics just waiting.
Yeah, there's just a guy. People. There's just a guy and a girl in each bathroom with like a trench coat. Like, you want to pull a prank?
Yeah, I know. Then my mom comes out and she's like, "My eye fell out."
Yeah, yeah. Wow, exactly.
This really is my special day.
Listen up, y'all. The world might be opening back up again, but that doesn't undo the time that we all just spent locked in our houses with absolutely nothing to do. And you probably got pretty bored. You probably need some stuff to spice up your life again. You've probably been looking at your partner for months and months on end, and what? Consider this a delicious meal because you need to add some spice to your bedroom. I'm not talking about fancy sheets or bougie pillows or candles cool lamps. No, I'm talking about lingerie, toys, games, movies, and more from the best in upscale adult boutiques. I am talking about none other than Adam and Eve. So if you're ready to bring a little excitement back into your life, head on over to adamandeve.com and use the code TMGW at checkout. And you're going to get almost any one item for 50% off, y'all. But the fun doesn't have to end there because Adam and Eve loads on the free stuff. Enter code TMGW at checkout and get 10 free gifts. What? I'm sorry, sexy Santa. That's a sexy item for you, a special gift for your partner, a third item for that friend who always expects you to show up with a gift. And they're also going to throw in 6 free spicy movies plus shipping. That's offer code TMGW, TMGW, at checkout at adamandeve.com for 50% off almost any one item and 10 free gifts. You guys, come on.
Olive and June is changing the nail polish game so much, you could say they're nailing it. Nailed it. Seriously, no one is doing it like Olive and June. Their Manny system is like having your own nail salon at home. It comes with all the tools that you need in one box, including the Poppy, their patented brush handle that makes it so easy to paint with both hands. It's really cool. It's like this flat disc that you put on top of the brush handle and it just stabilizes everything. Because you know me and Mamrie that if we try to paint our nails, it looks like a drunk toddler, you know, just tried to get artistic. They do not look professionally done. But with this Poppy assistant stick thing that I can't get enough of, I actually have painted my toes and they look professionally done. Plus, their polishes last at least 7 days and do not chip no matter what the wacky stuff that you get up to does to your feet. And it's affordable. If you get the Manny system with 6 polishes, each manicure is just $2. I actually have tried a bunch of their nail polishes, and the color that I currently have on my toes is called Aw. So that's cute. It's like this beautiful gray color, and truly, I put it on weeks ago. It looks exactly like the day I put it on. It's wild. And now you don't even have to go to a salon to get a perfect manicure. You can do it all from home with Olive and June. Visit oliveandjune.com/TMGW and use code TMGW for 20% off your first Manny system. This is an exclusive offer you can only get here. That's oliveandjune.com. OliveAndJune.com/TMGW. Code TMGW for 20% off your first Manny system. OliveAndJune.com/TMGW. Code TMGW.
Okay. Here we go. Britney Spears' Woody Woodpecker impression. You ready?
Oh, okay.
I found it. Oh my God. Go back. Go back. Hold on. Here we go. Luckily, they're not running ads on this 10-second video.
Oh, great.
This is my impression of a Woody Woodpecker.
Wait, two things.
I kind of heard it. And it
you want me to do it again?
One more time.
Oh, hold on. God damn it. Listen to this real quick.
Is that an elevator?
I edited a video to try to encourage people to vote on my Instagram last summer about The Notebook, and I had to download the theme to The Notebook.
Yes.
It's by Aaron Zygmunt. It's called On the Lake. It's the theme from The Notebook.
Yeah.
Something is happening with my phone. Every time I plug in my phone in my car, that's what starts bumping. I'm so fucking sick of this song.
Wait, didn't you? You used to have that with like Salt and Pepper or something. Like
it switches.
Free.
Like all of a sudden, I'm like, why is this the song you think I want to hear when I get in the car? The instrumental theme to The Notebook.
Oh my God.
All right, I'm gonna pull up Woody Woodpecker again.
This is my impression of a Woody Woodpecker.
Got it. Two things.
Oh my God.
One, that's hilarious.
That's a good impression.
I love that she says a Woody Woodpecker.
Yes, I caught that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That they're a species and it's not a cartoon character.
Like it's like seeing a bunny and being like, oh, look at that Bugs Bunny.
That's a Bugs Bunny. That, I mean,
we love her. We love her.
Truly, that's incredible. That's a really good impression. I didn't think you'd be that great. And no. I stand impressed. Wow.
I remember last week or maybe it was the week before, I said something about Muttley, the dog that's like,
yeah.
And I got lots of tweets that were like, that was dead on.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was like, thank God that was dead on, because that just sounded like
emphysema.
Yeah, and she is.
Oh my God! Speaking of voiceovers and animals, how's like the response to Yogi been? Jellystone?
Oh, it's great. I mean, the response has been awesome. People seem to like it. It's actually Elliot told me he saw that it's moving to Cartoon Network. I don't know. In addition to it being on HBO Max, I guess they're putting it on Cartoon Network too, which to me feels great. It's obviously where people like cartoons. So I hope it continues to do well there. It's
Grace,
I mean, it's so fun.
Have you even let your mind wander
and
think about the possibility that if this show
continued, she gets her own spinoff? I would love for Cindy Bear to have her own spinoff.
Well, of course, that's always the dream. That's all we could ask for is a spinoff. Uh-huh. That you could go to a theme park and there could be a sweaty fucking teenager in a Cindy Bear costume that you take a photo with or that you see little kids take photos with.
I mean, my fragile grip on reality needs that because that is the bummer that Comic-Con didn't happen in person this year because I was really looking forward to be able to go on behalf of this show.
Yeah, but now you can go next year when like people know what the fuck the show is. And it's not like, here's the actors from the show that's coming out or has been out for like 2 weeks.
It's been really cool. It's very surreal. Like my niece has heard it and she loves it, but it's like hard to process that, like, you know, it's a character and also my voice.
Right.
But the exciting thing, like, I really hope it gets more episodes because now that I've heard it and I hear all the other voice actors, I'm like, I want to make this character even better. Like now I'm hearing the energy. I'm hearing the tone of everyone. I'm seeing what the animation style looks like. And like I get the full universe now. So I'm just hoping. But who knows? It's also just wild. You know, with Tiny Food Fight, which is coming back. Hooray.
September 13th, baby.
But that, like, you know, it's a project that you're just kind of like a talent in.
Yeah.
So you really don't know what's going on. We've been so like privileged to be able to, you know, be at the helm of so much of our creative projects that now to just be someone that just kind of hears through the grapevine what's going on and hopes that it's doing well is an interesting position to be in. But I'm glad people like it. That's the thing.
Good.
I was worried that people would be like, you ruined Hanna-Barbera for all of us.
Oh, but please.
I think it's great. Everyone in it is so good. It's so
fun. We might have ruined Hannah's before, but not Barbara. Just kidding. We love you, Hannah Hart. JK. What's so funny is that I don't know if you remember last year, but when I was here, I went to like a campground for 2 nights with my niece and my sister, my nephew and my mom. And so Yogi Bear has like a series of campgrounds and cabin rentals.
Yes,
and
because
so,
when I first started looking up Jellystone on Twitter, that's what comes up are those campgrounds. Yeah.
So there's like three. And basically it's like any normal campground, except you don't really camp. You essentially rent like cabins that look like tiny homes that look like cabins. Like you're renting like a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's all these activities. And then like once a day, Yogi Bear comes and takes pictures and then like leaves on a golf cart. Right.
That's great.
So last year was funny because my nephew was like, that Yogi Bear, there's a young lady in there because she's been giving me the eye. I'm like,
The eyes don't even move. What are you talking about?
Do you mean like flirting or like evil eye?
Like flirting. I was like, wow, my confidence carries to the next generation.
Yeah.
When you think the Yogi Bear must be a teenage girl who's checking you out.
Yeah.
Like, the eyes don't even move.
Wow.
But anyway, so my niece went last year and she loved it so much and we had such a good time that now she just says, I want to go see Mame at Yogi's. So like she thinks I'm like buds with Yogi Bear. So
that's
now
great.
I have to make sure she's watching the show. So now she like, so now I can truly fuck with her reality to be like, yeah, dude, I live in Yogi Bear land.
Yeah. Right. This is the time to start implanting seeds of complete irrational
nonsense.
Yeah.
So later they're like, maybe my aunt didn't live.
Yeah. I also forgot
the Smoky Mountains.
That like Yogi Bear's whole shtick is just eating. Constantly.
I mean, same.
And so I know. And so like the first two episodes of Jellystone deal with that. Like they call it out right away. But then I learned from the internet that
is he problematic?
No, it's not, because I don't think he was created with this in mind. But the internet, of course, kind of ruins everything all the time a little bit.
Yeah.
They call it vor, which is like the fetish of like eating other people or things.
Yeah, wait, like cannibalism?
No, it's like a...
Or like toenails.
It's like a... I looked it up for like a second and then I was like, I don't want to look this up. Yeah.
Well, that's like, what's his face? That actor who just got canceled who was like disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's erotic desire, sexual fantasy to be consumed or to consume another.
Oh, wait.
But
so
I
are
don't
people
think...
horny for Yogi?
People were just calling out that the first two episodes of Yogi Bear are vor storylines, but I don't think that's
line?
Vor lines, but it's that's just his old shtick. Urban Dictionary now just gave it a fun, uncomfortable twist, as it does with everything.
Mm-hmm. You should start a thing, because you know he always steals people's picnics, right?
That's yeah, like picnic baskets.
You should be like, send me your pic, like instead of dick pic.
Oh, that's
like
good.
You want pictures of people's picnic.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know.
We'll
don't
workshop
I mean,
it.
Hire me
we'll
for marketing it. If you want to. I'm not doing a lot. here's one little tiny random thing. Okay, so you know how you and I will go into our messages on Instagram to like see people like putting on merch, buying tickets,
yes.
like things like that for us to redo.
Yeah.
So when you go into it, it has top. Like the top of your inbox of people you don't follow, that's like people who are verified, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
Or all requests, which is just like it chronologically in real time. So today I went and looked and I like, for some reason, just stopped on just all requests. And it's people, it's like Fashion Nova being like, hey, babe, love your style.
Yeah.
Do you want some strings to wear?
here's some shiny floss, put it between your tits.
Like, a tiny golf pole flag to wear as a bandeau top. You're like, it's the worst.
This isn't a sock. This is a jumpsuit.
Truly. They'd be like, that's not a pasty. That's an entire cocktail dress. But so I was looking, and one of them I saw, I clicked on it, and it was, okay, you and I watched that like Generation Hustle scam, and I don't think she was one of these, but do you know who Caroline Calloway is?
I know that name. Why do I know that name?
She
I think
was
I looked
like a
this
big
up.
Scammer.
Yes, yes.
Who
because
was like
she also
an
started,
influencer scammer.
Yes, and she started some new product line where she's like hand making oils or something, and everyone is like, "This is bullshit."
Being like, "I'm going to send you my like,"
and she's like
miracle
making moon,
water,
like moon juice oil that she's calling like something similar to what they do on Goop, but she's
like
hand
actual
bottling
snake oil.
Yes. Yeah. And she's hand bottling them herself from her home in Brooklyn, and she's charging $95 a bottle.
Yes, and she's like, the packaging will be better when there's more orders.
And
like,
it just looks like masking tape on a dirty bottle. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know who follows you, whatever. But so she's like, to me, an OG when we lived in Brooklyn, like,
I don't
scammer.
Remember. Okay, I only, like, weeks ago, looking up stuff to talk about for the podcast, stumbled on a BuzzFeed article about her. And so I don't remember her from before.
Oh, I remember when it came out. And I think I'm just like, I've always been very,
I've always had my ears up about scammers, like pretty young female scammers in New York, because I got grifted once, only for a weekend. But I'm always being like, I hope that bitch gets caught. But so anyway, so Caroline Calloway. So I look and I was like, whoa, why is she in my inbox? And I click, and it was the thing that sucks. It was from 2 fucking years ago. That's how often I look. But it was at the top because, like, I don't get, like, verified people DMing me I don't follow.
Yeah.
And it was one of those mentioned you in her story. But I can't see what the mention was
because
it was fucking 2 years ago. So I'm like, was this a positive thing? Did you just, like, repost something of mine? Are you talking shit about me? I have no idea.
It could be all of the above.
Here's what I'm saying is I think if someone mentions you in their story and you don't follow them, you should still be able to see it after 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's a mind fuck.
Send it to the gram, which, by the way, my gram's working again. It just popped on for some reason. Yeah, which feels also kind of weird that I'm like, oh, right, now I have this again.
You're like, shit, I was being so productive.
Yeah, exactly. I was getting used to not having it, and now I have it.
I was living just for the live of it.
I agree that it should be, that you should be able to at least see, like, once and then it goes away or whatever it is.
Thank you.
I'm so fascinated by what that was 2 years ago. What did we talk about her 2 years ago on this podcast? Maybe.
Did I offend her? Did she literally just retweet something of my, or like regram something and give me credit? Was she, oh, what's happening?
Well, I guess we'll find out. I don't know. Now I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous to invite this energy into this.
Me too. Do I follow her and see if it sparks something?
I mean, it was 2 years ago. Who knows? That might have been a totally different person. Who knows?
It's true.
I don't know
how
many times she's changed her identity since then.
Crazy.
Also, yeah, what a wild legacy to have. You're con artist.
It's like you're the least trustworthy person of all time and you're in your mid-20s.
And now I'm making snake oil from home. Please buy it. It's so
You know
wild.
What I have to say to that? You know what I gotta say to that, Grace? I'm losing it. I'm losing it.
Well, you know, people can actually in a month's time watch us lose it in real life on stage.
Watch our brains completely atrophy in a mere hour and 15 minutes. Grace and I were talking about what the show is going to be before we hit record on this, and we are so goddamn excited.
Yeah, we are. We have so many dates.
I know.
I'm looking at our website right now going, oh, wow. Yeah, that's a lot of shows right there, isn't it?
Well, we have all the dates we've already told you about and you heard about at the top of the show. But in addition to that, we have confirmed a few more dates, which we're really excited about. And so this is like the exclusive right now of announcing them. And these are also the last shows we're adding.
Yes, yes.
We can't be touring all year.
No. Our old people bodies, I don't think, can actually handle it.
They won't do it. I'm looking up the dates. I didn't have it at the ready. So here is what else we have got going on. So in addition to all the dates you've already heard about, and y'all, get your fucking tickets. Portland, Seattle, Denver, we're literally going to be in you in like 3 weeks' time. So let's roll. But in addition to that, we have a couple of shows at the top of 2022.
Ah!
We have got Boston on January 12th, New York City on January 14th, and Philadelphia on January 15th.
Woo! Those were, you know, the areas that most of you were asking why weren't we going to, and it was because we are trying to book some dates. I think a couple of those venues actually tweeted out that our shows will be on sale. I think this Friday, those tickets might go on sale. But also all of the other dates that we have, you guys can go to thismightgetweird.com and all the links to the show tickets are right there for you.
Also, if you're having any nerves about all the craziness in the world, we are currently in the process of securing proof of vaccination for the shows because we don't want it either.
No, I have 8 tests at home, but that doesn't mean I want any of them to be positive.
We want to make you laugh, but not full of droplets coming at us.
Yeah. So and we'll be figuring out like the safest precautions because, yeah, we don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable. Most importantly, ourselves. So
thank you very much. Or that we already make ourselves. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your freaking tickets, man. It's going to be super duper fun.
And it's not a con.
No, it's real. We won't take your money and run, but you might ask for a refund.
Yeah.
This got weird. Woo woo.